Pakistan is braced for more flooding today as a fresh surge of water flows down the Indus River. It's set to compound devastation in the country, a third of which is already underwater. The government says 33 million people have been affected in what the UN has called an unprecedented climate catastrophe. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, says more than 3 million children are now in need of desperate humanitarian assistance. We've been speaking to UNICEF's deputy representative in Pakistan, Ishua Kabor. He spoke to us a little earlier about the situation facing those children and their families.
Effectively, our estimates in Pakistan are that 3 million children are in need of humanitarian assistance, and they are in increased risk of waterborne disease, drowning and malnutrition due to the unprecedented flooding that took place. The families and the children are really facing a dire situation. Malnutrition was already very high, 40%, and the flooding with the food crisis is going to compound this. Several schools, close to 18,000 schools, have been destroyed. Housing has also been problematic. People are outside without shelters. So it is really a dire situation. And UNICEF is currently working very closely with the government and its partners in country to respond, providing supplies, medical supplies, water. Water is an issue, and many other supplies. As we speak, tomorrow there are a flight that is going to bring in life-saving supplies that will land directly in Karachi, one of the provinces that have been hard hit, and we will start the distribution to all the affected area.
Enusa, children are in this kind of disaster situation, and it is quite clearly a disaster for Pakistan, but children are particularly vulnerable to disease and to all the consequences that flow from this.
Absolutely. You know, when there is an emergency or disaster, it's children are the most vulnerable. As we speak, we have registered over 1,100 deaths, among which 350 children. And compounded by this, since the schools are also destroyed, it adds to the vulnerability because they will not be able to go to school. And this has been compounded by the recent pandemic. And as I mentioned, malnutrition is also going to be another important aspect. Currently, the stunting stand at 40% in across the provinces, and this flood is going to certainly increase the vulnerability of children who are already living in very difficult situation. And obviously, girls are also very vulnerable compared to the boys. And we are currently working with our child protection team and the gender team to address the protection issues.
And you've described the aid that has begun to flow, but is it arriving, and is it scheduled to arrive in anything like the quantities that will be necessary to address just the enormous scale of the need?
Yes, the need it's very high. The government has led a flash appeal with the UN and the member state, and the request was $160 million US dollars, and UNICEF has appealed for $30 million US dollars, and obviously this is the tip of the iceberg. It will help deal with the life-saving issues, but with regards to the infrastructure, the schools, and many other issues, the demand is more than this, the needs is more than this. But we are working, and we are hoping that the member state will be very generous, as they have been in other crises, for example, in Ukraine, to help the countries and all of us. UNICEF and many other organizations help the government deal with this unprecedented crisis.
And that was Enusa Kabor with the organization UNICEF in Pakistan.